What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Didn't get a lot of sleep. And they lost last night, so.
Thank God we have these AFC South in our schedule. Check, 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 check.
Are we rolling now? All right.
If it wasn't for checking off the diversity boxes, I think Bloss would be out of here by the way he handles his situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We need to have him on staff.
We got to have him on staff. HR has called us. They said you got to diversify your portfolio.
Yeah. But for everybody listening, another episode of Bustin' with the Boys, the boy Taylor, on Friday when Spooktober hits.
God,
my man just did. Is it Emmy or Grammy? What is it called?
I'm not sure. I'm not in either of those professions.
Dude, my boy just laid down a hit Oscar.
Hey, was that camera on? Okay, thank God. All right, that was just making sure that was the one.
That was the one you were looking at?
And was it a solid deal? Because I wouldn't need to put this in there because I actually want to. Could we have done it better?
Yeah. Hey, no. That was phenomenal.
Is that out of emotion or is that out of. Or is that out of how I've talked about you in the first 5 minutes?
I think we could have sold it better with like the background, with the decorations, lights. And
oh,
stuff like that.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Now, the energy was there. Your bit was dope.
I'm just talking about the thing I did.
Yeah. No, okay, it was cool. Good. I think
could it have been better. Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I know I had to do it today.
Hey, I'll just be a brown noser from now on.
Hey, okay. Hey, new segment. New segment on the bus. New segment on the bus is going to be called What's Up with Bloss? All right? And we're going to do that because unlike Bloss, when you're in a vehicle, you want to be durable. You want to be reliable, right? You want to make sure you get in there and every single day
transition.
You are just going to go. You're going to press the button that starts now because you don't do the turnkey anymore and you want to cruise on out of here. Well, guess what, folks? We got it for you. The Chevy Silverado does everything for you, all right? It's reliable, dependable. It's available in a multi-flex tailgate. What is this?
Yeah.
With convenient six convenient configurations,
we'll
give you
a
step up on all your tailgating game. There's so many things you can do with the Chevy Silverado. Will, please indulge us. Tell us what you can do with the Chevy Silverado.
There's the primary tailgate, which opens up with the push of a button.
Oh my.
The key fob or from the inside of your truck.
No more straining that arm.
The inner gate folds to a large step for easily getting in and out of the bed, so you don't have to jump up into the tailgate anymore. You can get that little steps there to climb up into.
We're all getting older.
There's an easy access configuration where the inner gate folds down, allowing you to reach farther in the bed. JP needed to do that when he was getting out all the merch out of the
shorter
truck
arms.
Yes. It can also become a desk.
It can become a desk?
It can become a desk.
Why work from home when you can work from your vehicle? Why would you do that?
Exactly.
Does any other vehicle give you that?
No.
I don't think so. I think this is a Chevy Silverado that gives it to you. It's a beautiful thing.
A modern and advanced with a ton of grit, a partner in getting things done. The Silverado is as strong and dependable as the people who drive them. Taylor, let them know who does that.
People that do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a weird transition. I didn't know what you were going to come out with that.
Taylor, go ahead and let them know who's a strong and
short answer,
people.
Everybody who cares. Am I right?
Yeah.
Anybody who cares wants to get up every day, better themselves, better the people around them, and better their company or better whatever you want to better, right? You want to get in that better Chevy Silverado, be durable, reliable, and get it done. For me personally, the people I like to go to is Freeland Chevrolet. Now, this is not a, hey, you go to this guy, you go to that guy. Just for me, I've really enjoyed Freeland Chevrolet, the service they have there. The Rocky Ridge is what I'm ripping in right now. And let me tell you, we're getting kinks, dude. I've heard a lot of people's necks in this town with the amount of whiplash they're getting on
the
kinks.
You're in a transformer. You're in a transformer.
I really am, dude. I'm just waiting for Bumblebee to come out any second now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. Listen, here's the deal. I think we did it, right?
Yeah.
We done that? So let's get into the nitty gritty of what we really need to talk to today. Bloss, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
That's the nitty gritty?
Yeah, because I think Bloss is hurting right now, and I want to make sure, although he is, a way different person in person than he is on Twitter.
Yeah,
I want to give the person in person an opportunity to talk.
Right.
I think it's fair.
This would be a great opportunity for BetterHelp to come in and sponsor this little segment. Like, what is going on with Bloss and Nadas? Because he needs a little therapy.
Hey, what's happening with Bloss?
Yeah,
you know,
Yeah.
So Blas, what's going on, buddy?
I don't have anything wrong with me.
Oh, my man, he's flustered back there.
He mad. I don't think that's flustered. I think that's legit irritation on him right there.
Shit, just in his head.
Was it the diversity comment?
No. The diversity comment's fine. I don't mind that at all.
What bugs you? What bothers you? Talk to us.
I think the fact that you said I'm somebody totally different on Twitter than I am in person.
Oh, well, you were mad before that, though.
You came in and you said that AFC tweet or whatever, I guess, really pissed you off. I don't know.
Well, it was a little crazy, right? Yeah. Couple boys that support the AFC South, really just specifically one team in the AFC South. And he got here lucky to have the AFC South on our schedule. Check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark. Now, if I'm doing math, there's four teams in the AFC South.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And he didn't put a question mark on one of them. He put all four green checks. Yeah,
and the 49ers are a great football team. Don't get me wrong. Like Aaron Rodgers put on a little bit of a doozy last night. Listen, we get it, right? Trent Williams is the best tackle in football. We get it. He's outstanding. The guy that pin pull scheme he did.
He's
wanted for murder right now.
Coffin,
oh my God. That guy's got to lay low for a few weeks. Yeah. Am I right?
Yep.
But they're a phenomenal football team. Obviously, their front seven's unbelievable. The back end's awesome too. They have great special teams guys. They're a phenomenal team. The NFC West is unbelievable, right? We got donkey by Arizona, mm-hmm. came back in a win against Seattle. So I'm just, you know, the respect is there, but I just feel like here's the difference. When I say you're a different person here than you are there, when we're here, it's sunshines and rainbows, baby. I feel like I'm playing a game of Candyland. Like there's caramel corn in every corner. You know what I'm saying? You're a sweet, fun loving guy. And I go onto the Twitter. I get on the Insta Twitter and you're twitting everywhere, dude. You're twitting left and right about all sorts of Twitters. You know what I'm saying? You got 150 characters of hate going on right now when you're on that thing. And you're not a hateful guy. And this thing, I mean, this is a fan tweet that you tweeted on the Twitter, but I mean, I know when you tweeted that out, you had to be thinking of me and Will.
Oh, no question.
So
why not?
Well, not Will. I mean, I'm talking. It was more towards you.
Weird.
Oh, me, LaJuan.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you play for the Titans, so yeah, it was in the AFC South.
Oh, so that was a double shot.
Yeah,
that was a shotgun with a ricochet.
Yeah, but all he's doing is he knows that he's getting bullets from one angle from the actual enemy,
right?
And he's wanting to just bring it into something else so he doesn't have to continue to live in that.
Yeah, but why are you coming at me?
I'm just trying to build up the hype for that 49er Titan game.
It's gonna be big.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good game.
So we got to continue to build. It's like selling a fight.
Oh, you're promoting in your head right now.
Right.
So I'm being hurt by promotion.
Yes, no question. It's just like anybody sells a UFC fight.
Okay, because when I walked in here today, you had one of our bus windows 3 inches down, and you were speaking out of that, and you didn't even come out for a second. Only did you come out after I took a nice little hot dookie in the back. I walked in, and you were arguing with Will about helmet to helmet or some shit.
Yeah, he was arguing with me that...
And you were standing, and I'll be honest with you, you didn't look sturdy either, and your stance was not sturdy. Your feet were less than 4 inches apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You looked like... You weren't... So to me, it wasn't a confident stance when you were talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on?
So check it out.
So something happened before this. Something happened before...
You gotta let him answer at some point.
That's I know, but I'm just saying, I just don't want him to go. I just want him to go back to the thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is not a root against Taylor LaJuan thing. It's a build the fight thing. I mean, look at the hat I'm wearing today.
What's it say? It says run left.
Run left.
It says run left. You gotta respect that.
The colors that I wore yesterday were Titans colors.
Until?
And the hat. I was at the game, and sure enough, was wearing the hat, was wearing the colors. I'm just selling the fight. I'm selling the rivalry. I'm selling the hype. That's all I'm doing.
All the way in the West, there's no rivalry. It's going to be a game.
I know, but
in Bloss's mind, Bloss is a huge Niners guy, and he works like in the Titans world. And, you know, he's got a little...
It's fun to go back and forth with Titans fans and look forward to that game and to go back and forth with you. That's all it is. It's not a root against Taylor thing. Dude, I'm always rooting for you.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take that. You were one of the guys booing? On week one,
Hell no, that wasn't you. I'm the guy.
Blas was for sure booing you.
Oh, what, bro? You think he was?
Fuck that guy!
Take his ass out!
No,
damn,
it's
bro.
Same thing with you too, Will. Like, I'm not taking shots at you either.
I feel like you took a shot. Like, I caught a straight bullet. Like,
you play for the Titans.
Yeah. Oh, not Will, just you, Taylor. You play for the Titans.
Yeah, that was hard.
I said you play in the AFC South, but yes, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like I'm just sitting here.
See how he got you on a minor detail there?
Yeah.
You see how he got you on a minor detail? It's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I said AFC South, but yeah.
Hey, but I mean, I'll tone it down. I won't.
No. Tone up. Do what you want. Tone up. Tighten up. Do what you want. Like, right? You can do whatever you want.
I just thought it was weird that you get out of the world of rooting for the Niners and more so attacking
the Titan fans.
Yeah, more so attacking the Titan fans.
That's fair.
That's all it was for me.
That's fair. No, that's totally fair. But again,
so you guys lost, right? And instead of talking at all about what just happened, it's like, luckily we have the AFC South in our division.
Yeah, that actually didn't even put those two together.
I took a few shots yesterday, and yeah, you're right. I mean,
it's very diffusing.
I was more or less just trying to build around the hype and mess around with Titans fans and stuff like that. Like, I even took a shot at the whole uniform thing too. I don't know if you noticed that one.
No.
It's like, imagine being on a team and not being able to wear your throwback uniforms.
Oh, that was towards the Titans?
That was towards the Titans too.
Well, there's a reason for that, Bloss. The helmet rule doesn't go into effect till next year.
Yeah.
And so Miss Amy's not going to go and put Oiler uniforms, Oiler uniforms with the blue helmets. We're not going to do that.
Those uniforms are incredible.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure that's going to happen.
It's so sick. Those are great uniforms.
Yeah. Those are rad fucking uniforms. Those things go super hard.
They go
super hard. But all right, Bloss, listen, as long as you're good and this is just you being Dana White,
yeah,
then we're cool.
For sure.
But I didn't know if there was like a bit of a wall between us.
No, you
know
what I'm saying? I would have addressed that if there was.
With your gun?
Oh, no.
Yeah, cops.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'd addressed it offline. I'm not going to let that. All right,
cool. As long as we're good, dude.
But the hit
as long
thing,
as we're good.
The hit thing that Will and I were talking about outside, like, he said I had a weird tweet, or what did you say? You're like, you tweet weird. Or
yeah, you had a weird tweet saying like, okay, it wasn't.
Talking on the microphone.
Clearly, it's not a bad or an illegal hit because he came back in the next play. And I'm just saying what does his health have to do with it being an illegal hit?
That's a good point, but it wasn't. And I think it was more emotional than it was anything. But I did go back and look through the video, and I showed you that picture.
You showed me a still photo, which I still think I you know, if there was a scoreboard in that, I think I took home the trophy in that one.
Wow.
What was your explanation for it? Because
I was trying to tell you the crown of his helmet's right there under his chin. Like, he's still leading with his helmet. I understand he's trying to lower his target. Like, it sucks being a defensive player right now. And I'm pro defensive player, but like in today's game, that would be an illegal hit.
Alex will pull up the photo right now. And like, I don't know, Taylor, you get a look at it and you tell me from your.
Oh, I don't know the rules that well. I don't know the crown of the helmet rule well enough.
All right. Well, we'll just
dive into that. I could just imagine myself on the
top of the dude's helmet hit Davante Adams in the chin.
It did not. It was an ear hole.
Davante Adams, like his eyes.
Was it helmet to helmet?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it's probably illegal.
I mean, look, he's laying down like, you know, I don't want to bring up the Miami game of you a few years ago, but he's laying down. He's just laying on the ground.
Right.
Watch for another angle.
Yeah, it's coming up after this.
But look.
Oh, well,
the shoulder. Watch.
Here's the deal. That's a tough deal because he is going down.
Yeah, like the
and so also
to
he's
up.
Trying to
look at shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, it's catching him in the body, but his helmet, top of his helmet, is still boom right there.
But did he lead with it?
It's so subjective, dude.
It is. So it's not a weird tweet.
The weird tweet.
The health part. You're right. You're right.
That's
a weird. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
okay.
All right. We're good.
You arguing about the illegal hit. That shows it's not an illegal hit because he came in the next play.
Gotcha.
That's why I was like, that was a weird.
Yeah, that was a weird tweet. All right.
Hey, since you brought up Miami.
All right, I'm out of this.
Bloss is gone. And that's the segment of What's Up with Bloss. Since you brought up Miami, yesterday there was a fumble or an interception or something like that. And the guy, you said, I got shook. I watched the film. I was only directing him in a different area, right? I wasn't thinking I was going to make a standalone tackle. I was sitting there. I had a good stance.
You're waiting for the other 10 to come?
Yeah, I was slowing him down.
Yeah. How did it look on film?
Not as bad as you made it seem. I mean, I went up. I'm like, fuck, this guy's coming at me.
Because
every time there's a pick, I'm like, Miami. Here we go. I used to be like trying to get dudes, and now I'm like, oh fuck, where are they
it's
at?
Just
dude?
You and the guy, and you're about to tackle him, and you're just looking around the whole time.
Yeah. So this guy like comes up on me, and I'm breaking it down because we do a lot of tackling drills. So I'm like, all right, Vrabel, I hear Vrabel talk. Good base. Don't step under yourself. Don't hop. So I'm like,
don't dive off the diving.
Don't dive off the diving board. So I'm like, let's do this. He makes a hard break to the left. I'm like, cool. I start hitting an angle, and in my head, I'm like, yo, I might fucking catch this cat, dude. So I'm running, and there's a nice little picture that Donald Page took, and I got just good angles. I'm fucking running.
Good knee drive.
And I'm looking, and now no longer the Miami thing is no longer playing. I'm thinking, today we're a hero. You know,
today I'm DK Metcalf.
Yeah, today I'm DK Metcalf. I'm about to walk this cat down. So I'm running, and all of a sudden, like a blanket after a cold night, some guy comes and gently high screens me, like textbook high screen, dude.
Love it.
Textbook high screen. I was like, well, that's the end of that for me. And Julio Jones got him.
I know.
You know where Julio was? On the opposite side of the field. That dude hawked his ass down.
Julio has got, before DK Metcalf last year, Julio has a highlight tape of hawking.
He's a defensive highlight tape.
Yes.
His defense, and then Tannehill, too, went, got shook. Yes. He kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
And then turned and started sprinting. Damn, bro. He would have got him if Julio didn't get him.
Yeah, Ryan's got some wheels on him.
He's got wheels.
Not a lot of lateral.
In the words of Tannehill, straight line. In the words of Tannehill, exactly. He's a big straight line guy.
Straight line. He's got that straight line speed. But yeah, they picked it off and they're coming to the middle of the field. The dude, like, you know, he got into it, right? He got into the field and I'm like, oh, is the boy going to make a tackle? I'm trying to see you coming to the screen and then I see you kind of broken down shuffling and then the dude just makes a hard left.
I assisted the tackle. It wouldn't count as an assisted tackle.
You assisted the
tackle. I assisted. If the guy just kept running straight, guess what? It's over. That's tutty.
You're saying you assisted him because you guided him to the sidelines?
Yeah. I closed it off. I closed half the whole field off to him.
That's not how an assist works.
That's teamwork, dude. That's me knowing where my guys are at.
Is he? I know it's way different. But
to be fair, I had no idea where anybody fucking was.
Yeah. Shuffling and then kind of making a hard turn and getting high screen. I'm just thinking like
high screen everybody hard, dude.
Comps washed looking like that.
Yeah, no. That was a tough. I mean, I didn't touch my knees. You know what I'm saying? My knees didn't hit the ground.
Yeah.
If he would have, and I would have went, you know, if I would have noise, then I'd been like, fuck, dude. I got God there.
Yeah. I was going to say a joke, like a knee joke, but I don't want any.
No, it's okay. Talk about it.
Any bad
Go ahead.
Here.
Go ahead.
I don't want any bad
He's right here.
I don't. He's, I don't want any
hey, don't touch it. I don't touch it. Fucking A, dude. But yeah, that was a fun little game
it's
yesterday.
It's good to see
dude.
You having some energy. It's been
a minute, dude.
It's been a couple weeks.
It literally has been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Literally two weeks.
It's been a heavy couple weeks.
It's been a heavy, tough couple of weeks.
Way heavier for you. But the boys we've been.
Oh, no, I know the boys.
We've been carrying the world.
Legit. Hey, legit week one. I feel like, yo, I let the boys down. Like, I wasn't just thinking about me. I was like, man, I fucking let the boys down.
We just had to pull out our swords. That's all that was.
that gif of fucking, what's his name?
No.
Pulling that shit out.
That's all we had to do.
I deleted the Twitter, deleted the Instagram. And I fucking cruised. I was like, time to go back in the hole, dude. Went in my little cave, did some soul searching, and we're getting better.
Yeah.
Right? Like yesterday wasn't like, by no means yesterday was my best game I've ever played, but it was a solid game. There's always things to work on. Need a little bit more finish. But I was happy based on the turnaround from the other game, for sure. Especially after week two, hyperextending and being like, yo, can we stop the bleeding here?
Well, yeah. What was the worst headspace? Obviously, immediately after week one sucks.
But yeah, then, when you were over at the house, that was a tough little deal.
Yeah. Hey, you want to just...
Will just came over and we kind of just sat there and we didn't talk. We stared at our phones for hours. But it was exactly what I needed.
Phone, Taylor's on the iPad just like watching the
rewatching
game.
Like, every play like six times.
I should have done that. I'm just like, damn, man.
Yeah. Got to look it in the eyes. Got to look fear in the eyes sometimes.
But then you get to the next week. Obviously, probably ready to get out there and get the bad taste out of your mouth.
Oh, dude, I was so excited for week two. Also, first time playing in Seattle. First time I ever at that stadium, I was like, this place is dope.
Right.
And I didn't know they made the stadium like aluminum seat so it bounces off everything.
Oh, dude, it's awesome hype. Out there.
Hype.
Then you hyperextend your knee.
I know. Oh, I started crying right away.
Really?
Oh, dude, when I went down, first off, and I hope Keith hears this, because I go and I hyperextend my knee and I lay down.
Yeah, what happened with Keith? Because I saw that.
He kind of just awkwardly put his hand on me and go, you all right? I was like, this is like when somebody else is watching your kid and something happens to your kid that somebody else has to like, what would their parent do right now? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was a bad little deal. So I felt that pop or whatever. And I was like, that's fucking it. There it goes. There it is.
Buddy, I was watching the first game. I was sitting with Taylor sitting with your family the game is unfolding and you know, it wasn't the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And afterwards I'm just like, well, you know, at least it can't get any worse from here. You can only go up. And then week two, when you hyperextend, it's like, how much more down can you be?
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm digging holes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, listen,
I'm glad you're back. We're laughing about it now. I know there was like,
it's going to be some fun Chandler Jones, content coming up in the future for sure.
Yeah, I now have some stuff.
Oh, no question.
You know what I mean? Like, it's always the Roger Saffold, I'm getting Moss, like, let's laugh at Will, let's get him a game ball, let's do all these things.
Yeah.
And now I finally feel like I got some him on the tank.
I'm so happy.
And buddy,
for you.
It's I get it, Chandler Jones.
Hey, look, we don't gotta do that.
Can we
do- don't gotta do that. It was week one.
I know,
like,
I know.
It was 40 shits ago, right? Like, we flushed it now.
Yeah.
It's gone now. What are we putting
can
that
we
up?
At least bring up, can we at least figure out?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, shit.
That's hilarious. That's an excellent shirt by the Cardinals.
Not even that. Yeah, I would think
they didn't even tag us.
Wow.
Well, Chandler Jones got to come on the bus now.
Yeah. We were scheming how to get him.
Imagine. He pops up on like a Zoom call right
next
now.
Week.
What's that?
We're trying to get him the next week. I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck. Like that Monday?
Yeah.
Hey, that is fucking hilarious by the Cardinals. I'm not even mad at that, even though it's where I'm from.
Yeah, it's tough times don't last.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, that was a tough deal. But yeah, it's over, dude. Like, that shit sucked. Like, the game sucked. The way I played sucked. It was nice to play this game and not suck. So overall, 4.5.
Yeah. Let's read a Sling ad. Shout out to boys at Sling. No free shout outs. If you love watching live sports, but you're tired of the high prices, it's time to take control of your TV experience.
Take control.
It's time that you get Sling. Sling is a place where your favorite channels, including ESPN, NFL, Red Zone, SEC Network, Golf Channel, FS1, TNT, NBC, SNI, and more all come together.
Could have said and more like three before that, but yeah.
With Sling, you can watch pro and college football, stay up to date on your fantasy league, and build your perfect lineup to follow your favorite conferences. Plus, they have ways to watch local channels for free. Sling is easy to set up, easy to use, and there's no contracts. Starting at just $35 a month, sign up now and get your first month for just $10.
Nice.
Whatever you're into, football, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, or golf, Sling is where you can find the live sports you love all in one place. For less. And Sling gives you access to exclusive content on the new Barstool Sports channel, like the boys, Bustin' with the Boys, subscribe to us. Go to sling.com/barstool to sign up now and get your first month starting at $10.
Nice work.
Thanks, man.
Nice work.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's transition.
Let's hurry up and get away from this.
Let's hurry up and sort of run away from that.
And get the good vibes.
The booing. Hey, that was a fucking deal now.
I mean, once week one happened, here's the deal. Because I was playing like shit, and then I go and get an IV. I cruise back on the field, and our PA announcer, I think his name is Matt, just got the job. First game, right? Announces that I'm back in the game. And these fans go and start booing. Now, here's the deal. I don't know what that's all about. Like, I'm coming back from an ACL, 10 months. Like, it's a difficult process. And, yeah, I wasn't playing well at all. That was a really hard game to get over emotionally, mentally. That light went out. Like, that's how it went. The lights just fucking went out. That's a perfect metaphor for all of this. It was a really shitty deal. You guys are going to be able to use any of this on cable. But, like, it was... Man, I really wish I could have like articulate like how difficult that was. You know, it was just hard to hear the fans after, you know, 7-8 years of as much as I tried to do for this city boo. When I came back out there, and I was looking over at Ben, and he looked at me and smiled and shook his head, and I was like, damn, like, that's crazy how fast it has turned. I'll never forget that.
Yeah,
that was just
really
crazy,
was, man. It was. That was tough.
You heard it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. I saw somebody tweet me. I was like, oh,
people were turning to me and just booing me and flipping me off.
No shit.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be surprised. That was crazy.
Fuck you and the bus.
Yeah, people got no sympathy out here, huh?
They couldn't. They kind of like, there are a very, very few. There's a very rare group out there that doesn't want to see the downfall of probably Bustin' with the Boys.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. But that's okay. Hey, guess what? That's the floating device.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those little haters are what we need.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody loved us, you just quit.
Right. Because you know it's the bounce back's going to happen when the bounce back happens. You get
it's just whether or not it's going to bounce.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not if, it's when. That's what I'm about to say.
So the booing.
Yeah, that was tough to hear. I look over, like, literally I get in the huddle and I hear the booing. I go, fucking A. Like, in my head, I'm like, when it first happened, I was like, yeah, I get it. Like, it's been a tough fucking day at the office. You know what I'm saying? Give up a little two-piece. Buddha Baker fucking puts me on my ass. Like, yeah, that was a fucking deal.
That was what
deal.
I wasn't going to bring up.
And no. It happened. And so I came out there and they booed. And I'm like, at the time, I was like, yeah. Like, all right, I understand. Because they don't care about me doing well. They care about the Titans doing well.
Right.
And if I'm not doing well, then the Titans aren't doing well. So, like, just booing me. I get it. And then, so at first it was like, I get it. After the game, I was sad about it. And now I'm like, kind of like, what? People, we go through life and you fucking get a boyfriend or a girlfriend and that person cheats on you. And you are so quick to forgive them to be like, oh no, it's okay. He was going through something or she was trying to get attention. And you stay with the person who cheated on you. I tore my ACL and you want to boo the boy after 45 minutes of ball? Like, that's a bit of a deal now.
Week one. You guys were 0-17. After week one.
Yeah, no question. You know what I mean? And listen, there's ebbs and flows of the whole entire season. This is going to do this the whole time.
I didn't hear the entrance, but I did see on the Twitterverse that there were some boos in your entrance.
Oh, really? For this game?
Did you hear any?
No, because I wasn't.
I think that
I got off all the social medias.
I think that part's kind of dope.
What?
Getting some boos out there. Like, you could go heel a little bit. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Going heel like WWE.
I don't watch WWE.
Going from good guy to heel. Where people are booing you and you kind of just embrace it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear the boos. But listen.
That's good.
I didn't hear it. I jogged out there, dapped the boys up, cruised out, played a football game.
Yeah. I saw your little, they have it here, Taylor addressed the fans booing. It looked like, were you about to tear up a little
bit?
Oh,
yeah. For a second I was thinking. Because it's tough, dude. Like, it's like there's a point in like after this, like I'm just going to be done talking about it because it is over. But like, you know, 7 years you spend here and you put everything you have into it. And it's not just like, as you grow with the team from 2014 to now, it's like not just, you know, my career. It's like with the franchise, like I've been right. with the franchise the whole time and even with these fans the whole time. And you try to give them as much as you can of yourself, whether it's on the field or off the field or even doing this, like this is the first person to ever do this in the football world. Mm-hmm. And so you're giving so much of yourself to a community. And then one little thing happens and it's like the end of the world's happening to them. But it's like you either make it too big in your head or you move on. And there was a little bit of both of those things. Like obviously after the game was tough, that week leading up to it was tough because you just feel like you're letting your teammates down. It's like, man. And then you think, am I ever going to be the same dude again? Am I going to be that guy? Am I going to be even able to, you know, play well?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there was definitely I stopped because I was like, if I just keep going, we're going to start. Getting red in the face, tears and up and stuff like that. So it sucked. It sucked, but it's like this game, although not my best game ever, was a game for me that I was like, oh, I can still do this.
Right.
We can still run left. I can still pass block. I can still run screens. So it was awesome. Obviously there's so much stuff to work on. Like this is a long season. We're going into week four.
Yeah,
not like, you know, it's all fixed now.
Right.
Like every week's going to get a little bit better. Knee's going to keep getting better every single week. And it's not an easy fix. People want to make it seem like, oh, it's over now. Like this is, it's it. Like it's done. It's like, no, like this shit still is a thing you have to work on every single day. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just keep doing it.
How much mentally do you feel like when you're going through hard ass shit like that, how much mentally do you, when you are going day after day, trying to have a better day, whether it gets better or worse for you, how much is it like having the perspective of being like, yo, I'm making this into way more than I need to right now. I just need to focus on something as simple as like just my attitude and effort today and not even think about all the bullshit.
Yeah. That's the big, like after that first week, it was definitely like, okay, like you need to, it's Wednesday. Like, let's get over it.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. It's like a 24 hour rule, right? After the game, good or bad, you enjoy it or you get mad about it and then you kind of just move on. And I let that bleed into Tuesday and then Wednesday was like, I just got to go focus on two things. Like, don't do this in my pass set and better pad level in my run game.
Yeah.
And then it was just, that's the things that when you look at this big stack of shit that you have to like get over, it's not like looking at the top and going, oh fuck. It's like, let's look at the first step. Let's take that first step and we'll take the next step after that.
Yeah.
So it's hard, but it actually makes it a little easier to do it that way. Cause then it doesn't seem so overwhelming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just eliminate all the bullshit going on.
No, it was a bit of a deal. It was definitely a bit of a deal. But listen, it's a good learning experience too. because Chandler Jones is a great football player. So yeah. It was.
And you're probably going to have a lot of, you know, wisdom and shit moving forward. But like, you know, whenever you face some,
yeah.
any difficult times or.
Like the 49ers game.
Any situation.
With Nick Bosa, outstanding football player.
You're right.
Right.
My man was D-Ford. Hard. On a positive note, we can talk college ball.
Let's talk college ball.
Your boys are undefeated.
Listen, am I about to jump back on? Because I see some maize behind you. I see some blue behind me. I'm all about it, dude. The boys in blue might be back. It might be our year. We might beat Ohio State this year.
What are they ranked right now? Does anybody know?
Probably mid-teens. 19th was last week. Oh, they beat Rutgers.
Barely. You guys survived Rutgers.
Was you chill? What we got?
14.
14? Yeah, mid-teens.
Nebraska's 14?
No, Nebraska's not.
The boys are 4-0. Michigan's 4-0 right now. Led by Aiden Hutchinson, 97. The white kid, stud.
Yeah.
Absolute dominating stud.
A lot of people have been like, where's the Michigan merch?
We can do something.
You know, I've wanted to reply and be like, you know, when your guys' dad wants to make it for you, you guys can have it. There's a little salt in the wound.
Here's the deal with Michigan. My experience until my last year was great. The last year really put a salty taste in my mouth. It was a real bad taste in my mouth.
Was that because the off-the-field stuff?
Off-the-field stuff, but like Brady Hoke goes and says, hey, listen, we're going to have your back to this whole thing, blah, blah, blah. When we played the Buffalo Wild Wings game, the last game of the year, my last game in college football, the bus left without me.
Well, what were you doing?
Were you saying hi to my family? I was in Arizona. There was like 40 people I knew at the game.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, all of a sudden I see the buses pulling away. I go, can I get a ride home? Like, can I get a ride to the hotel?
Yeah.
And they never spoke up for nothing after that. The assault thing or any of that stuff with that Ohio State kid. So I was like, fuck those guys.
So you were salty.
So it's time for me to get over it. And listen, we're going to be critical when they're bad or they lose, because mm-hmm. you got to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to be critical.
Yeah.
I'm going to praise them when they win. They're 4-0 right now. And I'm real proud of them. Proud of Michigan.
Do you think they're
offensive
Michigan
line?
State?
What's that?
You think they're going to beat Michigan
State? I
think
they donkey in Michigan State.
When do they play them? Oh, Halloween. Halloween.
Oh, that's going to be a spooky day for
Halloween.
That's going to be a spooky day for Michigan State. Where's it at? No, that's when it is.
It's at Michigan State.
Okay.
TBD. Hey, TBD.
To be determined where the game will be played.
Hey, the boys go to Nebraska on October. What is that? October 8th, 9th?
9th. We got a little Betsky?
Oh, 100%. Like, honestly, if Nebraska or if Michigan takes care of business this next week, we could have been going to this game both undefeated.
You guys beat Michigan State?
No, we lost. We should have won. We should have beat Michigan State.
So what are you fucking talking about?
Look. If special teams wasn't a phase, we'd be 5-0. We'd be a
You sound like Bloss on Twitter. What are you talking about?
Can I finish?
You're just talking different.
We'd be a 5-0 ball club, and we'd be top 15. And, like, that's facts. If we didn't have special teams,
okay.
We beat ourselves. When we
if we scored more points than the Cardinals, we'd be 3-0.
That's true.
No, that is facts.
That's not the same.
But
like, look, against Michigan State, they had one first down in the second half and a total of like 36 yards.
Okay.
So we easily win that game if they don't run some trickery punt return.
Okay.
I think everybody just needs to take some extreme accountability and ownership, and we'll start putting ball games together. All I'm saying is we could have had a really good setup for Michigan-Nebraska. I think if anything else, we might be the first team to beat you because people are sleeping on Nebraska right now.
It's at Nebraska? It's at Nebraska?
Yeah, it's at Nebraska.
We play at Wisconsin next week?
Yeah. Oh, you guys are losing that game.
What's Wisconsin? Calm down. They don't got Joe Thomas there.
They got a good defense.
Okay. We got a good offense.
You probably don't know nothing about your offense.
Our offense is a heavy. We're 75% run and 25% pass. Big gap scheme team.
I see.
All right, we have two backs, and they're studs. One's more of a power back, number 25. Don't know his name. And the other back, number 2, who's 5'8", is a much more quick and fast guy. But they're a 1-2 punch that really crushes it. All right.
Okay. Yeah,
In the last two games, the quarterback's had 14 passes, but he's been out after the second half. He's been doing a good job of managing the team. But I'm sure the boy can float it up there and put it out there.
Why was he
bit.
Out the second half of the Rutgers game?
Not the Rutgers game, the game before that. Washington.
Oh.
And Northern Illinois.
You guys beat Rutgers by 7.
Yeah. Listen, Rutgers had a nice little deal. All right. Who's the head coach for? He's a good guy. The head coach for Rutgers almost got the job after Lloyd Carr to Michigan. And he slept on it and he said, I want to stay at Rutgers. Got fired, came back. Now he's doing a great job. He's revamping the team.
Greg Schiano.
A lot of respect for that guy. Doesn't look like a serial killer. Looks like a normal cat.
I've heard some tough stories on.
Have you really?
Couple.
Say one.
It's not my place.
Don't bring it up then. Let's see. But what's Wisconsin? What are they ranked?
They were ranked, but they just fell out because they've lost a couple games. They really did. I know Big Cat's.
Oh, they did get donkeyed. Yeah, that game was close too until they ran that kickoff back. Notre Dame ran that kickoff back, and then it was just, you know, Wisconsin was feasting on the O-line of Notre Dame. Yeah. But what you didn't know is that their backup tackles were in.
So you're watching college
with no help. No, I just do homework, my guy. I just do fucking homework.
Why do you do homework?
Because I'm here. I gotta. If we're gonna talk about college ball, I might as well be educated.
Yeah, I tell you what, you surprised the shit out of me. With this.
Well, guess what? You know what surprises us? Mocktober. All right, Georgia boot. That actually doesn't surprise us ever. Guess what, guys? It's Mocktober. Listen, I love Georgia boot to death, but it's Spooktober. Okay. Now I'm going to say Mocktober because that's how much I respect Georgia boot. I love Georgia boot. They're extremely comfortable. So I'm going to say Mocktober. Right. I'm going to say Mocktober.
Treat them right.
But every single time I say Mocktober, no, I'm thinking Spooktober.
Okay.
Okay. Guess what, guys? It's Mocktober at Georgia boot, where they have the world's most comfortable mock toe boots. Georgia boot's most comfortable is the world's most comfortable boot. Georgia boot is America's hardest working boot. For 80 years, Georgia's been making boots that work as hard as you do. Tough enough for you for your job, cool enough for everywhere else, for everything else. Georgia boot makes super good looking and super comfortable boots. So comfortable. So don't do that. Don't do the comfort dash able. So comfortable, you never want to take them off. That's true. I have Georgia boots. Sometimes I just sleep in the Georgia boots. You know what I'm saying? Week one, I wasn't wearing Georgia boots. Week three, I was wearing Georgia boots. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Okay, please don't curse during the ad read. Georgia boot makes, I like looking good. Even when I'm working, these boots do that. These boots will hold up in any condition without sacrificing comfort. It has comfort technology of an athletic shoe packed into a great looking boot. Great looking boots that are wildly comfortable. I took a lot of hits in the head yesterday. That are wildly comfortable at a price you can't afford. Every time I wear these boots, people ask me, where'd you get them? I say, georgiaboot.com. Whether you're working on your feet all day, working around the house, or grilling out with your homies. See, I did a little ad lib there. These boots won't sacrifice comfort or style. Georgia boot offers the best work boot wedges and loggers around. Whether you need a waterproof boot, steel toe, soft toe, square toe, met guard, non-puncture shank, non-sole slip, they've got it. No idea why I can read that, but I can't read anything else. Head over to georgiaboot.com and use code BUSSIN for 20% off.
That was great.
Thanks, man. Glad to be back.
You know what we've learned about the ad reads?
Tell me.
Can you go back to that ad read and just show the top? Because we do this every time.
Advertiser name?
No, look at the main talking point section and then read that in parentheses.
For October, Georgia boot is pushing.
No, next to main talking points.
Maximum of 6 talking points / bullets. Maximum 150 characters each. Oh, so we've learned that we're selling out.
Yeah, we learned that. We read
we're
every
definitely
bullet point.
Hey,
forever,
if you ever. Send it, we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Because we're hardworking. That's why we wear Georgia boots. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If they can do it for 80 years, we can do it for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We owe it to Georgia boot.
Yeah.
We owe that to Georgia boot. Yeah, but I think Wisconsin taken care of. Bink done. We have a senior. It's not a senior offensive line, but an older offensive line. A lot of experience. They've done a really good job. Our run game is really good, and our pass game's coming along. I have a lot of faith in Harbaugh. I think that's a win. I think that's a dub. Go ahead and mark that one down.
Are you going to be a like a little analyst or sideline dude?
If I lose all my money, yeah, yeah. If I lose all the money, I'll definitely go do that.
How could you lose all your money?
Well, you know. It could be anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've given out my social security number to everybody, dude. Anybody who asks.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah, say it right now.
I can't say the mic.
Okay.
Thank you. See, Alex did ask for it one time.
Did you? Did he really?
Will. Oh. God damn it.
You know I'm gullible.
Yeah, but come on, bub.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh, so I just
whenever you get sad,
I just gotta look past that. He said, "Oh, damn, that's crazy."
What else?
So you hold on, I want to know about Nebraska. You guys really think you're gonna beat Michigan?
Yeah, I very much think we got a shot.
You know, you have to play special teams against Michigan.
Yeah, we're gonna get it corrected. I'm just letting you know the reason. You know, we haven't been 5-0. We've had crucial penalties where we've beat ourselves, and it comes down to playing discipline ball. You got to play all three phases. We're playing two phases pretty damn well. Black shirts are playing their ass off.
The defense.
Yeah,
that's your guys' cute name.
Martinez is playing well. Like, we're
why do you guys always have a Martinez on your team?
I don't know. It's just,
when we played there was a Martinez. I think your quarterback was Martinez.
And everybody's like, "Are they brothers?" And I'm like, "No." Like, damn, that's crazy. You guys always got Martinez. I'm like, "Yeah, it's wild." Yeah, the boys were in the bussing shirts at the press conference.
No shit.
Yeah, I sent the boys a box because that's what I do for my team.
Well, you run that shit. Do that for my team.
No, that's not how it works. This is where I get to stand on the hill and tell the people. I get to send these to my team. What's your guy doing for your team?
Not a whole lot.
Now, if you text me like, "Hey, ship," if you text me, like, text me right now. You text me and say, "Hey, can we get a box out to the Michigan boys?"
Yeah.
And you get the sizes that you need from the equipment guy, because I DM the equipment team. I said, "Hey, what are the sizes of the boys out there?
Do me a favor and send a box to the Michigan football team. We need a chance. And can you do me a favor and DM the equipment manager for the team and get the sizes?"
Hey, look. I'm not DMing the manager. I'm just letting you know. I just want the boys to know that that's what I'm doing for my team.
Look at this guy. Look at this Tim Tebow looking ass. He is a stud in that t-shirt, dude. He's a stud in that t-shirt.
Dude, he is. Him?
You know he's about Fat Arm Fridays.
Yeah.
He gets after. Good for you. Who's that? What's his name?
JoJo Doman.
Shout out JoJo Doman.
He's a boy.
He is a boy. There's no question about it.
I got a text and one of my boys, Jeremiah Searles, he was like, "All the boys are wearing their busing gear at the press conference today." I was like, "Man, that warms my heart."
It has to.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Did you see our Husker tees we made?
No. See, now what you're doing in this podcast is you're making it seem like I'm not a part of the crew. Well, Daddy's working.
No. Okay, let's give a little context. It's been
Oh, you have for them?
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, they have black ones. Those are actually kind of cool. I'd wear that black shirt for sure.
They've been the best performers at all the boys' tees, the Nebraska fans.
I bet you if we made a Michigan one just like that, it would sell out. Michigan fans are crazy in a good way.
I understand. $10,000. I bet you $10,000 at Michigan. We sell more Nebraska stuff than we do Michigan.
$10,000.
100%. Nebraska fans would crush Michigan fans.
You really think Nebraska fans would crush Michigan fans?
100%.
You tweet more than me, though. That's a fair. I'm thinking out loud of the factor. What do you mean this is a clip?
Like, all that needs to happen is people just need to hear this.
No, because then you'll get on your little fucking, your thumbs will start burning because you'll start ripping off tweets.
I got to tweet more. You got more followers.
I don't tweet hardly ever during the season.
I mean, you still got Twitter.
What's the time frame?
I don't know. What do you want to do? By the end of the season?
But the ones that are selling right now don't count for you.
They have to, because you're going to get an initial surge too. Like, the same people aren't going to rebuy the shirt. They're part of the same fan.
They're as big of fans as they claim to be. They will.
No, listen, you're not throwing little wrenches, because you're a solid little negotiator. I hear you over there.
No, I'm just saying, okay, how many of these shirts have sold? If they've sold out,
it's in totality.
200 shirts have sold already.
It's like, okay, if you believe that there's 100,000 Michigan fans and to my 90,000 Nebraska fans, then you're 100,000 people will buy the shirt and my 90,000 will, no matter how fast we would have started. We would still get beat if you feel like Michigan's bigger. I'm just saying, tread lightly. Nebraska fan base is different, bro. Like,
bro,
for real different. I know you guys are different, but we're different.
Oh, you can't say, okay, we're different. You know what I'm saying? Are we just going to add difference?
Yeah.
Whoever adds the most difference has the most different fan base.
Michigan
fans, fuck. They get after it.
I agree. I want them on board with this. I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, the actual winner, if we go by totality of the numbers, it's going to be Nebraska fans.
Yeah, I'll bet you $10,000. But wait. Give me 1 second. So when does this go to?
I mean, we can come up with this stuff after. I'm all about being fair. We can be fair about this.
You can close your sales out a week ahead of him. So he gets the surge. You get to keep your surge.
No.
I like that.
No. Because it can easily be like, all right, they're weak. It's our last week, Michigan fans. Like, I know how this stuff can play market-wise.
Yeah, but you'll have a last week, too.
Oh, yeah?
You'll have a last week,
too. You got a master's degree in that thing?
You'll have a last week, too.
But we'll be able to know the numbers.
Right.
The initial surge that we've gotten, like, they're I don't see why they wouldn't be part of the equation.
Because the shirts aren't available right now.
Taylor, your team's
but Alex, right now. Say you're a Nebraska fan,
right?
And you bought your shirt. Right. You're now listening to this,
right?
But you already got your shirt. You would have still bought the shirt and be like, "Man, I'm hype!" Like, no, yeah, no. You might buy another one, but chances are, like, you're still a Husker fan that already bought their shirt.
I agree. I'm not saying don't count that. Does he get two colors? I'm saying you.
Yeah, maize and blue.
If he's creative enough, I mean,
white and blue.
Okay, yeah, we can do white and blue because you guys got a whiteout game, right?
I don't know.
Or yellow?
I don't know.
You should look at if they have like a yellow out or white out or something, then we make one in that color. Like,
okay, calm down. I'll figure out my shit. Okay. I don't need you to you and your master's degree on marketing that you've just started to describe.
I'm not saying that.
When does it end? When does the thing end?
We can just say the end of the season.
That's tough for me though, because you know your boy's working.
Do you want to go a little after the season?
Super Bowl.
Okay. Because then all of a sudden, so you're saying you're not going to the Super Bowl?
College national championship.
Okay.
10K?
Yeah.
All right. If I win, I'll give you guys all $1,000. All right. So 1, 2, 3, that's 5. If I win and you guys sell out for blue, I'll give you $1,000. Call Portnoy too, because Portnoy is a big Michigan guy also. Congratulations, you played yourself. Yeah, you guys will go to the Michigan Ohio State game. We'll send merch. We'll get you guys plane tickets. We'll spend more money on winning than we actually are actual winnings. Hey, Michigan, we're coming. We're coming in hot, baby. And we need you.
Bet off.
We need you.
Hey, give it to us now. We'll bet off.
What's that?
Talking about Dave Portnoy.
Done. I'll give you 1,000 tonight. Yep. All right, perfect. Monday, January 10th.
Hey, Nebraska, I need you. Hey, boys, I need you.
All right, cool. So what's next on the docket, dude? This is fun. Let's see. Oh, Justin Tucker.
NFL record field goal. That was an insane field goal. Should have never happened, but that was an insane field goal.
Why shouldn't have not happened?
There's a delay of game. They should have gotten a delay of game penalty.
What?
And they let it ride. 19. Yeah.
They let it ride?
They let it ride. There's like a mean? Full second when the clock was on zero.
5.
3, 2, 1, 0. Snap.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they should have for sure let that been a penalty. Ravens fans.
3, 2, 1, 0. Snap.
Here's another thing to think about, too. Detroit fans, a lot of you guys are Michigan fans. We're on your side. You guys should have won that game. Maybe you should buy a Michigan t-shirt. All right, and support the boys and help me win $10,000 against Will. If we win $10,000 against Will, he's done. You know what I'm saying? He can't come back from it. So we're going to fucking do it, boys and girls. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Fuck, dude, I feel good about this. I didn't feel good about this, and now I feel great about this.
Because you figure out you can buy your way to win.
What do you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? You literally tell all the boys, oh, I'll give you guys 1,000 piece. We'll do this. Like I'll pay for that. We'll do whatever it takes to win this thing.
Yeah.
Portnoy alone is
going to
get him the win.
And here's the thing, too.
When we sell, I was like,
if we win, too, I'll donate my part of the money that sells for the t-shirts.
To my GoFundMe?
To your GoFundMe? You're going to need a GoFundMe after that, dude. That little girl. That little girl is going to, you know what I'm saying? Onesies and diapers. And
see,
and we're going to dial you in, dude. Me and Taylor are going to dial you guys in so hard. It's going to be epic.
I like, now you're playing like politician. I win my chunk of money. I'm going to donate it. Like talking about, yeah. Like do all this feel good messaging.
I just want your money. I don't want the people's money. You know what I'm saying? I want your money. I might even give the full 10 to the boys.
Just know this. Hey, you said it.
Just, I said might.
Just know this. All of that push, and I still believe that Nebraska will outweigh all that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet, buddy.
We'll see.
All right. Oh, yes, this is not my ad read.
FTX, investing for the crypto generation. FTX is the world's most popular mobile app for cryptocurrency, tracking and trading. Build your portfolio follow the prices of more than 10,000 coins, just like the market. Barstool College Football Show times FTX student crypto giveaway. In addition to Case.
Holy, this Dave, is worse than mine.
Big Cat and Brandon Walker's top 10 rankings from Barstool College Football Show, which is released Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Tune in every weekend. We created a top 10 leaderboard of students signing up for verified FTX accounts and are giving away massive prize pools of crypto to the leaders, including a $100,000 prize split among signups for the number one school. All you have to do is sign up for FTX using your .edu email address. Remember when you had those .edu email addresses?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually wish I had my UMich EDL.
I know. EDU. You probably still do.
No, I think they take it off eventually. It's been 8 years, Will.
And that will get your school higher on the board. Go visit the App Store, download the FTX app for free, and sign up using your .edu email to increase your school's chances to win that $100,000 prize.
Outstanding.
Thanks, man.
Outstanding work there. Yeah, so the Justin Tucker kick doesn't even count. I mean, it counts, but it doesn't really count. Right. There's an asterisk by it. Regardless, 66 yards is unbelievable.
I know.
And the way it went in, too, was awesome.
Doinked it in.
Dude.
Remind me of the old Solomon kick when we took the South last year.
Yeah. We took the South last year.
We did.
I can't believe he did that, dude. That's unreal. Good for him. Good for him. In Detroit, too.
What's that pancake thing?
Yeah, so there's this trend going on in high school football right now. All these O-line.
77 or
gotta respect him. Gotta respect the hell out of that mullet, too.
Pancakes.
What's this guy's name?
Purcell?
Connor Purcell.
Connor Purcell. Who was the kid last night at dinner that came up to me?
Brody Cutler?
Oh, yeah, dude. Brody Cutler?
Kutcher?
Oh, yeah, Connor Davis.
Hey, this
got that belly button hanging out, dude. Little chin music, too. You see that little fur gadget he's got going on?
Cute little...
That's awesome, dude. These kids rip.
Cute little pig, dude.
Hey,
dude looks like a warthog, bro.
Dude, yeah, he's a hog, dude. He gets after it. This guy right here. Choose a candidate day, no question about it. God, I love that.
The pit vipers he's got on.
Stud. Absolute stud. I love
that. What do they get to do?
That's a new trend, huh?
Yeah, these three came up this week.
But what do they do to get that?
It's just like their roster pick for the year. Like they put them on the banners, they hang them on the fence outside the field and stuff. Like it's just their school.
Is it like it's just by the school or is it by like IHOP or something?
No, just by the school.
If IHOP was smart.
Yep.
Right?
Let's get some pancake posters going on. Get no you question. On a billboard.
I would love. Okay, first off, have you guys seen Jack Conklin's low budget?
Oh, that was
insurance.
Beautiful.
Was it insurance?
I don't.
That
know
video
was
unbelievable. And here's the deal: their little dance they do, and Jack Conklin's rap, and he puts his hand out, and they put something over it. Like, yeah. Here's what I love about it: is it's supposed to be bad. It seems like it's supposed to be bad, and I am so jealous. I want to do a shitty low-budget commercial so bad, and when I saw Jack do that, I thought it was incredible.
We can make one.
Not us.
Why not?
I guess we could do that, but it wouldn't be as funny, because everyone would see that we're trying to be shitty. Like I want to team up with a used car lot. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean we're trying to be? That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to be shitty at doing that commercial.
That was unbelievable. Like, it was so great, dude. Look at these motherfuckers.
Oh, hey, maybe Freeland Chevy.
Oh, my God, that'd be unbelievable.
Ooh, we got to hit the boys up. Freeland Chevy, we got an idea for you.
Look at them. They're just reading off a prompter and stepping to the right and moving their arm. Look at them. Look at them throw the ball. Look, you see them throw the ball?
Yeah.
Jack's got the longest fingers. Oh, yeah. Air guitar. And he puts his arm up and the shield comes in. Lifetime warranty. Who's this guy? Spitzers? God, our world revolves around Spritzers. I love it.
That is beautiful.
I love it. I think whatever they're selling, I'm sure it's insurance, I'm hoping. I don't know what it is. Regardless, listen, I got to get out of here soon. What is this? Oh, the Conjuring movie. Our house is being sold. 1.2. Would you buy that house?
Bro, we literally texted about this.
And guess what? Now we're on the pod and I'm pretending it's the first time I've seen it. Read a room. Read a fucking room, Will.
So I'm chilling on a nice little chilly night. It's dark outside. I get a text from the boy. I was wanting Taylor to buy the house. He's like 50-50.
I'm a fucking bank to this guy, dude. I'm a fucking bank to Will.
Taylor's like 50-50. I was like, you know, money situation is a little different.
Yeah, about to be real different in a little bit after that January 10th when Michigan goes and buys all those t-shirts.
Husker fans are listening. There's more Husker fans that listen to this pod than Michigan.
I really doubt that.
Husker fans who's listening, you know what you got to do. You got to start promoting now.
Like, so anyway, The Conjuring, it's being sold. I would not buy this house. It's terrifying to me. It's so, like, imagine living there. I would not be able to do that.
We could just buy it for like a recreational thing.
It's
like,
in Rhode Island.
Yeah, we can like.
For a recreational, when are we going to go? When are we going to go to Rhode Island?
When we're both retired and it's Spooktober.
Then we're going to go live in a haunted house for 31
Staying
days?
In overnight or a weekend?
No, a
How
weekend?
Spooky
isn't
would
it,
that
isn't
be,
it a bed and breakfast? This ain't no B&B.
We can make it into a bed and breakfast.
We could. A spooky bed and breakfast.
We're a priest. They're like the maids and stuff.
Yeah, that's sacrilegious, but okay. We're in the Bible Belt, buddy.
Make it spooky.
Yeah. No, I'm with it. That's in there too? Oh, that's the basement.
I mean, really, Solid. It's not like, you know.
Here's the deal, folks. Spooktober is right around the corner. It's when this comes out, it'll be 2 days away. And I hope all of you are so excited. We are so excited. Me and Will talk about it almost every single day. Friday, it starts. It's here. And the new Michael Myers movie comes out, Halloween Kills, on October 15th. It's going to be epic. But listen, tell every day, show us what you're doing. Show us what you're watching, what you're getting into. We need it. We love you. And we love being a part of it. It's a beautiful thing.
We got a new audience. So explain the rules of Spooktober.
Or we could save it for the
I
first
remember
one.
All the rules. It's a lot of rules.
Honestly, well, I checked my phone real quick and looked at you, and the way you're looking at me, I was thinking in my head, did he already see the rules? And I was
just like, dude, sorry, I'm exhausted right now. Rules of Spooktober.
We got new people.
We got new people. We're growing every single day.
A month long holiday.
And the best thing about Spooktober is it's not just about Spooktober. It's the kickoff to the holiday season, right? You hit October 1st and you're running with the frights. If the weather's calming down, you're putting your flannel t-shirt on, you guys are putting your jeans on and rolling up one, maybe two times.
Crispy in the mornings.
Put your Georgia boots on under it. It's a wonderful time. 31 days of that, and then you kick off November 1st. And to me, it used to be that's Thanksgiving's time. Here's the deal. Thanksgiving to me is like an appetizer deal, right? It's like a second course kind of thing. Mm. You take it, you eat it, it's delicious, but let's do it and move. So what we're going to do this year is November 1st, we're in Christmas, baby. All right. Santa Claus is here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start ripping, doing it. We're putting those little circular leaf things that smell really nice, mistletoes in the air. We're snagging cheek kisses everywhere. All right. COVID's going to run rampant. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be kissing up a storm. Those candles are going to be lit. We're waiting for the fat guy to break it and enter, eat our cookies and give us presents. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And then the third Thursday of November, we sit down, we gain a couple LBs, loosen the belt buckle a little bit and say thank you. Right? We shake hands, give some love. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for Will, and I'm thankful for the bus, and I'm thankful that I'm playing football. Like, we'll do all those things. And then you kick it into high gear going into December 25th. It's a big guy's birthday also, but Christmas, right? We're into it. And then Jan 1, obviously New Year's. You kick off the New Year's, you wanted to start right. Now let's
made it all the way to January 1st.
That's the holiday season. Now listen, Spooktober, there's a lot of things you got to do, all right? It's no longer October, it's Spooktober, right? Because we're about the fright, and I know there's a lot of people that are a little squeamish, right? You don't want to go turn a Saw movie on and not be able to sleep for 3 days, so I don't want to do that to you either. We might shoot out a couple lists of nice little PG boys you can watch, right? Maybe you can watch one of your favorite sitcom is on there. Maybe How I Met Your Mother Halloween Town. That's not a sitcom, but you've How I Met Your Mother's on there, or maybe there's a Friends episode that has them carving pumpkins. Call it a spook. That's your spook for the night. But rule number two to Spooktober is you have to watch one spook every single day. It just keeps you in the groove, right? It lets you know your central nervous system starts to get a little fried towards the end of the month. I know mine is. I know every time I turn a corner, I think someone's going to try to kill me, right? Yeah. Or I wake up and I'm like, oh, I made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to sleep and I didn't get pulled off by some demon, you know, all that type of thing. Once a week, do yourself a favor. All right, October only rolls around once a year, and I'm sorry for calling it October. Spooktober only rolls around once a year. Go hit yourself a little festivity, whether it's a haunted house, maybe a little pumpkin carving, maybe with your kids, your nephews, your aunts, your uncles, and you want to go to a little pumpkin patch, pick those little boys up, you know, feel them. Oh, this one's not too good. This one's, then you kind of just kick that one to the side, and you get a nice big one. Oh, it's circular. It's perfect, right? Carving the cheesy triangle eyes and the jagged teeth, like Will's old teeth, and you put a candle in it, light that thing up, and it's just beautiful. It's sitting there, and it glooms off your house, and they know, hey, that guy fucks with Spooktober. Will used to live in Spooktober all year round with them teeth. But in the last thing, and this is the most important rule of number four, embrace the spook. All right, it only comes once a year, and by October 31st, we are all pretty fried. But let's make it one to remember. Spooktober is here. Embrace it, love it, live it. All right, live, laugh, love. Yep. With Spooktober. It's amazing.
You want to read that?
Maximum of 6 talking points. Can we scroll up so I can see what we're talking about? Sure. Scroll up more. Revitalite. You've heard me talk about Revitalite a lot now. You know the drill. It is an adult version of a certain drink you find in the baby aisle. Well, the guys at Revitalite are taking things to the next level and teamed up with us to create the ultimate way to save yourself a rough morning after. That's after kicking the booms. Revitalite Black Label, made specifically with stoolies in mind for maximum recovery, and the perfect complement for when your life, this is getting tough on me, when your life gets a little rough and rowdy. I like that. It's a nice little reference with the stoolies and the stuff like that. Don't pay for Saturday nights on Sunday morning. Revitalite Black Label pairs perfectly with nightcaps and midnight snacks. Your nightstand will feel naked without Revitalite, so stock up. Pick your Revitalite Black Label Black Label today, in store or online at Barstool Store, and tweet us or tag at Drink Revitalite in your morning after stories. I wish I had that in college. I wish I had a Revitalite, because sometimes those Sunday scaries would really creep up on me. I'd be in a dark room, lighting some candles, quill and pen, writing some freehand poetry, and it'd be really tough on the old soul. You know what I'm saying? You think, what did I do the night before? Who's that? Somebody calls you. Do you remember when you did this? It's like, please don't fucking do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With Revitalite, at least I could take the edge off a little bit. You know, it's important.
Yeah.
Row back. Hit it.
Let's shout out the boys at Rowback. Hey, Will and Taylor, thanks for the opportunity to sponsor the show. The last read was epic. The whole office loved it. Thanks again, guys. Feel free to go off script.
Oh, yeah? Tell us what to do now. Right, Rowback, now he wants to ad-lib too.
Huh?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Rowback Activewear. You all know Rowback.
Rowback?
Best fit, best feel. Rowback dropped new performance polos just in time for football season.
Oh, God.
When we say the designs are fire, we mean it. So if you're hitting the golf course or need a fire polo for a night out with your girl, Rowback has you covered. We've worn these polos hundreds of times, and the collars look brand spanking new each and every time.
Each and every time.
Because the fabric is just so butter soft. There's your ad lib. Rowback gear is popping up all over the NFL, from our boy Quentin Nelson to the Bengals.
Love Quentin Nelson.
Sam Hubbard to Arizona Cardinals Chandler Jones. Rowback is quickly becoming the go-to activewear in the league.
That was an ad-lib also.
they're fresh off two of the biggest apparel sponsorships in college sports with Notre Dame's Kyle Hamilton and Georgia's quarterback JT Daniels officially joining the Rowback fam this past week. It's fair to say that Rowback's gear is popping up all over the place. Luckily for you guys, Rowback just restocked Rowback just restocked their performance hoodies. I'm not shitting you when we say these are the absolute softest, highest quality hoodies in the game. The material is actually out of this world soft, and the stretch is unmatched. Nobody does hoodies like Rowback does hoodies. So if you play ball, or if you're a ball fan, you wear Rowback. Simple as that. Use code BUSSIN, BUSSIN, on Rowback.com for a generous 20% off your first order. That's spelled Rowback.com for 20% off your first orders, polos, Q-zips, hoodies, tees, code BUSSIN. Hop on the Rowback train now because it's taking off. So go check them out at Rowback.com. Do it for Das Boys.
I do mess with Rowback.
Yeah.
I do. I think they have excellent t-shirts. I love their hats. Yeah. They have the deep sitting hats too. They're real nice.
Q is a huge fan of them.
He hit his own little ad-lib on the deal.
That fired me up.
All right.
I got
to
go.
All right, that's fine. We can post-show it for a little bit just to build some time after the ads and check that box.
Wait, no. No, that's it.
I know, but they usually want time in between every ad.
No.
I understand.
Here's an ad. Michigan fans. I need you to go buy Husker these
fans,
t-shirts.
Go buy the tees. Go buy the t-shirts. Go buy the tees. We already got a lead. Let's keep the lead.
Yeah, keep the lead, because there's been nobody competing with you yet, Nebraska, but Michigan?
Everybody, where's the Michigan tees? Well, your dad left you.
But he's back. I got that gallon of milk, pack of cigarettes, and I'm back, baby.
I'm already thinking of some warfare.
Are you?
I'm already thinking of some warfare because I'm gonna have to battle back. You got a strong case with your people in line. Yeah, I'm gonna have to recruit Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Bet you wish it was 2005 then.
Larry, I love you. I think you're hilarious.
You're done.
Well, boys, I gotta tell you, I'm sore as fuck. Played a football game yesterday.
Are we solid?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, rate, review, subscribe. If you're watching the YouTube right now, you see the boys leaving. Take a moment, leave a comment, a real comment, not a live comment. A real comment.
Hey,
and
your guys look good as hell in those shorts.
Thanks, man. They I appreciate that.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate that. I mean, we got a shitload of photos.
No, let's get a photo.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you sweaty. Hey, I miss you.
Miss you too, Ball. Where are you going right now?
Going home.
Should we start the post show up? Welcome to the post show. It's just the boys. How we feeling?
Awesome. Good.
How we feeling, guys? Just drag time.
Like Dora the Explorer. How do you feel?
Yeah.
What? I can't hear you.
Type in the live chat and let us know how you feel. Talk to Bloss.
Yeah.
You might be boots on the ground in Nebraska soon.
Dude, if I...
This is the sickest post show we've ever done, for sure. This is sick.
He's... You see, Taylor, I know he is talking... Taylor just texted right now, the whole group chat. I know he is talking about the shirts. Don't fold, boys. I win, you all win.
So what do you have to offer?
To offer you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I promise. I think we organically win this thing.
You think even with the Portnoy?
That was tough. When he weaponized Portnoy.
How'd you think of that?
I was just thinking toes with him. I was thinking Husker fan base versus Michigan. That's all I was thinking. And I still believe that we'll outperform. Portnoy was tough though. When he said that. But the thing is, we got tape.
You're going to push way harder, too, consistently. He's going to get a quick spike, and then I don't know how long that lasts.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. He's going to have to text with Allison and communicate getting the shirt out.
I was surprised you started throwing him ideas right away about the colors and everything.
Yeah, I didn't know, you know. That was on me.
You forgot already.
But... Taylor's on film destroying Michigan and not liking them as an alumni player.
Yeah, true.
You haven't been very critical of Nebraska recently either.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he has.
Well, how have I been critical of Nebraska?
We did drop the special teams coordinator's name today. We did say that.
I didn't want to.
Right.
I didn't want to do that.
That's true.
He was like, oh, pull him up.
Right.
I'm just making an argument that we can easily be 5-0.
I think that's fair.
There are no moral victories. I'm just saying, like, what?
Are they 4-1?
No, we're 2-3.
But they could be 5-0, though. You're right.
No,
that math checks out.
If you change three plays this season, we're 5-0.
Could you ever see yourself coaching in Nebraska?
100%.
Head coach?
Yes.
Special teams coach?
Yes.
OC?
No.
EC.
Strength and conditioning?
Yeah. You get strength and conditioning?
Yeah.
No, I'd get my guy Dobson. The one who's training, he trained the boy.
Keep it in house.
Thank you. I'm a loyal dog now. But yeah. You get the boy a couple years. To try and get on pace in this coaching world, I think I could coach ball.
You think you'd be 5-0?
Right now? No, I don't speculate like that. I know it's a tough job to have. We had Bo on. He talked about how hard it is to coach in Nebraska. Not that that's an excuse. I'm just saying, like, I got the boys back right now, and I'm not going to sit here and say I'd be 5-0.
Smart.
I'm just saying the potential is there for them to be 5-0. Like they should have optimism going into each and every week.
You said there's 2 weeks till the Michigan game?
Yeah. We got Northwestern this weekend, homecoming. I thought about going, but
tune-up game before Michigan, yeah. That's all that is. Just tune-up game.
Right. This has got to be a game where we obviously win and get some momentum with Michigan coming to play. I do think we could beat Michigan. I know I fuck around all the time, but we're not like a bad football team. You guys feel me?
For sure.
Hey, how about the watch party this weekend? Or the tailgate?
Super fire. Biggest merch day we've ever had.
Bro, it was nuts. Dude, our tier ones, you guys are the fucking best. You guys make the boys feel good. We have a blast hanging out with you guys. Another baby came. Another baby came, dude. Yeah, another little wolf pup.
A lot of Colts fans showed up, too.
Colts fans showed up. We're always welcoming the other fans, dude. Because if you're for the boys, they might just be wearing a different color. You know?
What about that Monday night game? What's the plan? That's the next home game.
For the boys?
Yeah. Yeah, the two way. We go Jets, Jags, and then Bills at home.
Jets this weekend?
Away, Jags away, Bills at home Monday night.
Damn, so we got a couple weeks off then. Yeah. We'll be mid-Spooktober. Taylor hit the rules very well.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's fucking the dude's insane off the cuff. I'm like, you know, is he saying too much not to explain the rules nice and simply? Because you don't have to watch scary movies every night. You just got to watch a simple Halloween themed show or movie each and every day. You got to have something planned.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah. And he said once a week. Usually we take weekends. Every Friday we go to a haunted house. Man, I wish we could like promote one. You know what I mean? Maybe we do like an under the hood at a haunted house or something like that.
Last year, but COVID.
Halloween Kills. I told you guys, right?
Yeah.
October 15th. We're all going. Can't say where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys are getting a little screening. Obviously, it'll already be out. We had the option to have an early screening, but we had to do it on Friday because, you know, all the boys are coming. Friday's always the best time.
Somewhere in Tennessee, I saw some viral video where you decided. Actually, like, let you out. It's apparently, like, super fucked up, but...
Yeah, look, I'm about the spooks and stuff like that, but I'm not about, like...
I'm not gonna try.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm not about going to the edge.
I'm talking about from a content standpoint.
If we have somebody...
The bus or not, man?
Oh, I love the bus. Will somebody do it for the boys? JP?
I gotta film it.
Yeah, someone's gotta be there to film you.
Garrett can film it.
You in the waiver, you sign off the right to them potentially pulling your nails off. Fingernails. I know it's.
Are you not
up.
Like just dropping the guy?
I mean, people come out with broken bones and like fucking shit. So
We should talk Buck Rising into doing it.
Yes.
Say so real friendly.
Yes. Get him to sign the wrong waiver.
Yeah. 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 Get killed.
You're trapped here forever.
It was a good day.
You've had a great day.
I've had a good day. We might have lost a lot of viewers by now, but for those still hanging on right now, had a missed call this morning. Had a missed call from my agent this morning. The boy could be somewhere soon. We can't give out secrets. I pretty much burned that bridge when Carolina had reached out that one time and I tweeted.
Here they are.
And I just did the marker bullshit and everybody did the whatever they did.
They just brightened it.
Yeah, brightened it. And all I had to do was crop it lower. That was a true, like, that wasn't me doing some mind trick social media gig. Like, that was a real mistake.
That might have motivated them to play as well as they're playing.
That's true, actually. Good point, JP.
That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Dang.
I wasn't even there when I changed that culture.
Wow.
Dude, I love, if everybody's still listening, I love how we get everybody riled up. Did you see the Oklahoma fans last week?
Oh, all over you on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They thought I was legit delusional with the clip that was going around.
Mm-hmm.
No. We made the clip where I was talking about we should have beat, you know, I'm like, you know, we get out of that game, we win 34-14. And I JP was commenting on it earlier. He's like, because I laugh right afterwards because, I'm, you know, I'm just fucking around. And people are like dying on the hill. There was one person who was like dying on the hill saying, no, he's not joking. Like, look, his facial expression doesn't change. Like, he's being dead serious. Everybody's talking about me being delusional and what a dumbass. And who the fuck is this guy? I just bleep myself out. But, hey, don't explain the joke either. There are people like, dude, he's joking. Like, play into it even more. Keep fucking with these people because it's a fun time. It's kind of fun being a little troll, boss.
I know. Y'all giving me shit about it.
Hey, you damaged Taylor a little bit.
Hey, I legit thought he knew I was messing around. Like, I was like, dude,
I definitely know you're messing around.
Yeah, just, you know. But you, I'll go back to that tweet. That was a weird tweet.
Boss, okay, I'm on record. I want to clear the air.
Yeah. But no, I was shocked that he was like, yo, like, you're legit coming at the Titans. And I was like, or him, or I can't remember. What did he say? That I was coming at him or he's coming?
Yeah,
at the
I don't know. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's a little fired up.
Yeah. Like, I was like, damn. Like, I thought you knew. I thought we were on the same page. I thought we were like, hey, continue to go back and forth. Like, sell that week. Sell the Niner Titan week. Like,
Right. We're promoting it. You're Jake Paul.
No,
you're
question.
The Paul brothers.
Yeah. And that's all I'm trying to do. I go to the Titans game and people are like, hey, like, yo, we can't wait to play fucking the 49ers. Like, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be fun. Like, this bet. Celebrity boss. No, I'm not fucking celebrity. What the fuck?
I hope both Raiders and Titans are rolling come December when they play.
Mm. Yeah, it should be fun. But yeah, I mean, I had no idea he was getting, like, I was getting to him like that. I was like, holy shit.
I thought he deleted it. I guess he just started some bullshit.
I know,
just
right?
Just start shit up.
Yeah, that was crazy. This all stemmed from one conversation Will and I had. He's like, you got to be more active on Twitter. Got to be more active on Twitter. You guys got to have started your own personalities. Did we not have that conversation?
We had the conversation.
I'm just gonna go back into a hole.
We gotta be able to argue. We gotta be able to argue though when we get on the pod.
What's that?
We gotta be able to argue though when we get on the pod.
Yeah, for sure. And that's where I thought
that was what you wanted to happen when we called the fan. Yeah. What happened today with Bloss is how that should have went.
The kid still got drugged because DB was in here.
Oh yeah,
dog was off the leash.
Sure. I mean, everybody came. Like, there were people coming at me yesterday too. After the Niners lost, everybody was.
Yeah,
like,
DB tweeted you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he tweet about?
He said, damn, boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was brutal, man.
Mm-hmm.
Marching down the field, scoring to go up, and then Aaron Rodgers, 37 seconds left, no timeouts, thinking, okay.
I mean, how do you give up that pass? Like, I mean, damn, we couldn't even play prevent defense. Like, we're demolished in the secondary. Like, Josh Norman was out. Emmanuel Mosley just started his first game for us. Like, I mean, we're decimated at running back, decimated in the secondary. Like, and then you're playing Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, who just fucking went off. Like,
yeah.
That was crazy. It didn't shock me that they came back and won. I don't think it shocked anybody. You leave any time to Aaron Rodgers, to Tom Brady.
Yeah, when they scored, I was looking at Charles. I was like, hey, there might be enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs are signing Josh Gordon.
Yeah, they just signed him.
Ooh. They need something. They're number three. They're the last in the division.
They're last in the division.
Bro, the Broncos are 3-0.
Yep.
They need something. They need a spark.
Oh, Chiefs need that spark. Change the culture.
A lot of people were coaching you on Twitter with the clip.
Oh, I know.
Hey, but
my boy Josh Mitchell comes out like, wrong step, wrong foot. Like, okay, Twitter coach.
The guy that's a pass breaker. See that thing flying over your head? That's the joke. The kid that responded, you see that thing flying over your head? That's the joke.
Yeah. People were going, dude, funny. It's so funny. The fans are awesome. People are like, oh, I'm phenomenal, PBU. King shit. Like.
What the fuck is up, dudes?
All right, well, this was the post show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's been a good time. Rate 5 stars, leave reviews. You guys know the drill. Big hugs, tiny kisses. Get our merch. A lot of fire new merch. That's all we got, boys.